Dr. Long, the Mountain Home Public School Board of Education has set a special board meeting for Monday, January 30th at 6 p.m. at the high school cafeteria to discuss the possibility of placing another millage increase on the ballot.
Yes, that is correct. So a new year brings the possibility of revisiting the millage issue. Of course, last fall, whenever we were talking about the millage issue, we communicated that the issue is not going to go away. And we feel like that, you know, we want to open up that conversation to the public. We also feel like that we want the public to hear from, you know, the folks that have been involved in this process from the front end. And so there'll be individuals from the department, the Division of Facilities and Transportation, who came and did the initial inspection. Also, the architects will be available, as well as Stevens Financials Groups. And so the community will have the opportunity to hear from those individuals.
Will you be asking for the same rate?
We don't know that for sure yet. What we do know is that interest rates have increased over the past 5 months. And so the same millage rate that we were proposing in August does not equate to the same amount in which we're able to secure in a construction bond. And so the options are not do what we fully needed to do, you know, within the project, because there really wasn't any extra things within the initial project, or ask for more, because, you know, the same millage rate does not get you the same amount in a construction bond. So
what's the difference in value?
About $12 million between what we were thinking that the 2.25 would get us last fall versus what the 2.25 gets us, you know, what is projected in May. Of course, all of this is built off of projected interest rates, and so it's really hard to tell. They may be higher, they may be lower, but those are some of the options that the public will hear from, and not necessarily from me, but from our individuals that help us with these type of decisions.
You and the school board members spent several months getting feedback from the community after a special election and listening, answering questions, looking at plans. What did you learn that you will use moving forward?
So the first thing is the public was upset about it being a special election. So that is why we have targeted May as being a potential date, or the greatest potential date, because 23 is an off year with everything except for our annual school board election. So we've targeted that, and so it's not a special election. It would be a conjunction with an election that was already going on. The second thing that we learned is that really the patrons were not comfortable with the looseness of any of the surplus that was associated with the bond. And so we are working with the bond attorneys to adjust the ballot language to really give a tighter contract with the patrons that basically results in the money, the revenue generated off of these particular mills will go to either the construction bond or the maintenance and upkeep of it. And really, you know, either one of those things are, they're both very critical to the long-term sustainability to any of our facilities.
And that was that last line of the ballot measure that people had concerns about. What feedback have you received from teachers and staff?
I did send out a survey to teachers and just, you know, basically asked them, you know, did you support it in the fall? If not, why not? And over, you know, well over 90% of our staff support the project. I don't think as many of them were engaged in the issue as what some of them wish they would have been due to, you know, school not being in session. I think that I've heard that from, you know, many parents regarding the issue. So there's several folks that I've heard from that are anxious to address this issue and support and create this, you know, expansion of infrastructure for our schools.
You had great attendance at the different community events that you hosted and to get the feedback from the community. Some of the comments that were made kind of were tough for some educators and some staff members, thinking that our schools, the way they are right now, are just fine and we don't need to put any more resources into them. What would you say to potential voters who feel that way?
Well, this is an investment in our community. It's an investment in our school system. It's an investment into our future. And Mountain Home is a growing, vibrant community. And we need to make sure that we invest in the things that are proven to be factors in, you know, sustaining and growing communities. And education is at the top of that list.
And again, that meeting is Monday, January 30th at 6 p.m. at the high school. The public is encouraged to attend.
Yeah, we need both those that have questions regarding the project and those that support it to come out to hear from the experts that have been working on this project, some of them for over 3 years. We want the public to hear from them. We want them to understand the thought processes that have gone about here. And then the school board wants to hear from the public, both those that support the millage and then those that, you know, do oppose it, and hear their arguments. And then we'll see if we land on a direction to move forward at the end of the night.